Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
What's up? It's Wednesday.
I need the rest of the intro, man. Come on now. We're gonna do it right. Come on now. It is Wednesday, folks. We trying to get it together. Your hip hop performer coming to you live out of Orlando.
Delay, technical difficulties. Yes, and you were introducing Miss Hot Chocolate from Itty Bitty Plant City.
Yes, Hot Chocolate in the building, representing 757, Itty Bitty Plant City and beyond. Going on, people.
Yes, Mr. Hyman. Are you still with us? Mr. Hyman?
General, are you there?
Have I not been here the whole time?
Uh-oh.
We could not hear you. Well, yes. Well, and Mr. Hyman, you're in Orlando tonight, aren't you?
If you just tuned in, it is Wednesday, February 20th, on Friday. This is not how we start our show off, but tonight, clearly, this is how we're starting our show off. We're going to drop a song, come back, and try to pick it up. Tonight's topic, prison, criminal justice, or justice that's criminal. This is part two from Monday's conversation. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
I am smoking on that gas. Life to be on Cinemax movie. Bought my boo bigger than a bigger air. Who he's not I. I smoke strong that pie pie. Louis V's in my archive. Black diamonds are part time. Bread up my top down. On the block with a block out. Hit your ass with that block out. Dope enough to go in your nostril. I take your girl and kidnap her. Beat her to my mattress. My skeleton in my closet. It's probably when he dead and rapper. He's probably don't try me, I'll pour that fire. Got your car note in my cup, cool. And your rent in my swisher. So good, I miss you. Gang so vicious. And all I get is cheese, yeah. Like I'm taking pictures.
I say, fuck you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real gon' miss you. No lie. Real say word, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say word, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die. What up? 2 chains and champagne, you want true? That's true enough. Forbes list like yeah. My office is my tour bus. She came through, she brought food, she got, she knew what's up. She think I'm the realest out, and I say, damn, that makes two of us.
Damn.
Oh, that look like what's her name? Chances are it is what's her name? Chances are if she was acting up, then I f*** the ones and never f*** the game.
True.
She could have a Grammy, I still treat her like a nominee. Just need to know what that push be like, so one time it's fine with me.
Yeah.
Young ass, an intern.
For
money like I built the shoe. Streets talking, that confirmed. Go ask them who just kept the shoe. Stay keeping my cup full, so I'm extra charged like a state tax. Me and Chains go way back. We don't talk, we just say facts. Yes, Lord. I say,
care less, I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real, real gon' miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that is trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Name it. That won't summer, I'll rap his ass, I'll trap his ass, put his ass in a plastic bag with his trash ass. Take him out, bring him in, them whole things. Tupac without a nose ring, thug life, one wife, a mistress, and a girlfriend. I did what they say I wouldn't, went where they say I couldn't.
True.
YSL belt buckle, y'all show it looking, y'all show it lucky. Two chains on my rugby, left hand on that steering wheel, right hand on that right hand.
Yeah. I say, fuck you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real, real gon' miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that is trying to see a million for they die. What up?
TM Hyman coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. It's 9:07 where I am here in Florida. It's 6:07 on the West Coast. We got Hot Chocolate live out of Plant City.
Yes,
Boston coming to you live out of Charlotte. Tonight's topic is a continuation from Monday where we were talking about prison, criminal justice or justice that's criminal. And it's a part of our Black History special. And we have some very special guests hanging out with us tonight who are here to share their perspectives and their experiences. We got Robert Bozart calling live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. And we got Flames calling live out of Portsmouth, Virginia. Fellas, well, we welcome both of you to the show tonight. Thanks for joining us. So just right out the box tonight, thanks for coming on. I know both of you personally. I know, you know, what you've experienced as it relates to the criminal justice system. You know, when you think of, you know, justice in America, you know, are you leaning towards the system being pretty fair, or, you know, is the system a system that needs to be reevaluated itself and sometimes can be a little criminal itself? What's your perspective on that?
I definitely think it needs to be looked at. I mean, being that, you know, I was in the criminal world and I did wrong out here and I paid for it. But, I mean, man, you got the, you know, you got COs and everything in the system doing more dirt than we was doing, and ain't no penalties towards them. I mean, you got a lieutenant selling cigarettes on the pound or whatever. He gets knocked. All he does is get a demotion or something. We get penalized. You know, it definitely needs to be relooked at. Ain't none of it fair.
So you mean literally there's things that are inappropriate going on, you know, within the prison system?
Oh, absolutely.
One thing that you said that I absolutely respect, you said you did the crime, you paid the time. Do you mind telling us how much time you actually paid?
I did 13 years.
Wow.
13 years a part of the justice system. 13 years later, were you rehabilitated in the system?
The system didn't rehabilitate me. No, they don't offer no programs. Everything that you want to accomplish, you really got to want to accomplish on your own. I mean, the system's set up, man, to do one thing, you know, make money. It's a business. In Florida, it's real big business. You know, anybody doing time knows that. I mean, but they don't care about doing up or filling up a bar, man. They don't want nobody to get better, because if you get better, the business goes down.
Absolutely. And on Monday, we actually talked about Florida and how Florida is working to privatize prisons so just that can continue to happen. They can stay full, and they continue to make money. You said that you rehabilitated yourself. How difficult was it to do 13 years and to apply self-rehabilitation?
It was very difficult. I mean, being on the inside, man, we don't have no worries, you know what I'm saying? I mean, not if you do your own thing, you know what I'm saying? Our worries primarily come from worrying about our family. And that's really what motivated me to want to do right. Because here I was looking at a life sentence. I was fortunate enough to get the sentence that I did get. And that was light at the end of my tunnel. So when I knew coming out in the end of that tunnel, I needed to be a better man than I was going in. Because, you know, like I said, I had my family. I come home to adult kids. When I left, they were babies.
Wow.
So I'm grandfather now. My grandkids need me. So I had to better myself and all.
I'm going to pull the covers off of something real quick because we're transparent on this show and we're about to dive a little deeper. You're listening to this gentleman's voice, and he may sound African-American to most, but I'm here to tell you that this man is white as snow. He's not a minority.
You're lying to me.
He's not a minority.
Oh, no, he's telling the truth.
He's a Caucasian man, but I invited him on tonight because, again, you couldn't tell if he wasn't standing in front of you that he was a white man.
You sure could not.
That's done 13 years in the system. So my question to you, and that's why I had to make sure that we were totally transparent. My question to you, Mr. Bozar, we're going to take a break and come back, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to think about it. As it relates to African-American minorities, because you're a white man that's been raised, and you pretty much, to me, you are a minority, if you ask me, because you deal with some of the same issues that we deal with. But what should be done to reduce the amount of men and women that are incarcerated annually? And I'm not talking about necessarily a minority, you know, just in general. You know, you've done 13 years, you know, and I'm going to ask you this. Did you feel targeted, or did you feel like you put yourself in a situation where you were, you kind of made yourself a target? So that's like a two-part question.
Are you going to answer now or wait?
Well, I'll ask you. You can answer that now. And then the other question we'll answer after the break. Do you feel you were targeted? Because I also know that, you know, you live in an area that's predominantly African-American or minority, African-Americans and Spanish, so minorities.
Yeah, no, I grew up in, I'm out of Central Park Projects, you know what I'm saying? It's Projects in Tampa on the south side. And I was targeted. I mean, the police come through, they see me, and primarily, again, it's white police. And, you know, they look down on somebody being Caucasian in the Projects. Like, we're a disgrace to our race. And, you know what I'm saying? We get called the in-lover. And, I mean, it ain't never been an issue for me personally with that, but yeah, I was targeted. But again, you know, even though I was targeted, everything that I did freely and, you know, knowing what the consequences would be. You know, I took risks, you know, in the end, I paid for it.
Right, right. What I think is very, very interesting, that you were targeted because of the area that you were in. When we come back, I'm going to allow you some time to answer that previous question. You know, what can be done to reduce men and women being incarcerated annually from your perspective? And then we're going to have Flames, our other guest, to chime into the conversation. You in tune to PM Hot Radio Live. We'll be right back. It's 9:13.
One more time. I want it to be perfect. Been with your ratchet ass. You gave up the brains, now you coming with the games. Standing in the mirror, trying on my chain, smiling. Baby, you want some champagne? You need a towel? You going out the train? If so, can I drive the range? Pick up Melissa, Jennifer, and Lorraine. Oh man, here we go. The last dude you was with must have been slow. Ever since your girlfriend made the intro, 10 of y'all all packed up in the rental. You gave me a look that made it real simple. We could get it in, you know, video. But I ain't Ray J, you ain't Kim K. Cancel the cameras, we can fuck all day. Make a pit stop, hit it in the hallway. Apartment upstairs is bumping Cool J. 10 minutes later, holding my hand. Got your head up on my chest like I'm really your man. I'm thinking to myself, is this part of the plan? Where you going with this? Don't understand.
She's so right, oh. She's so right, oh. She's so bad, we can go cash out of
never.
First I'm gonna smash it, man. Then I'm gonna leave
lean.
It. You ain't gonna do me like you did, yeah, neither. I'ma get mine.
Time to get rid of your ratchet ass.
I'ma get mine.
A little money for gas.
I should've never been with your ratchet ass. Hunger Games begun. Sitting on the side of my bed, count my ones. Talking about me and you would make a cute son. Convincing me you ain't really seeing no one. I love spending time with you, but so fun. I'm thinking to myself, bitch, please, I'm done. This shit's unreal. I guess I should blame it on them damn high heels. The way your skin looks when your silk blouse peeled. That damn D'Angelo and his How Does It Feel. You went from jump off to G4 Jets. All type of baller saying I got next. I should've ignored you when you sent that text. Knew I couldn't afford you when we first had sex. Had to do it anyway. And I would do this shit all over any day. Cause you're a nasty thing. Drive me up the walls with the skills you bring. But I hope you're okay with a little Burger King. Cause the bills be whoppers when you're fine dining.
She's so ratchet, she's so ratchet, she's so bad, we can go cash at it. First I'm gonna smash it,
smash.
Then I'm gonna leave it.
Leave.
You ain't gonna do me like you did, yeah, neither. I'ma get mine.
Time to get rid of your ratchet ass.
Yeah, I'ma get mine.
A little money for gas.
I should've never been with your ratchet ass. My pockets feel light. Woke up this morning and something wasn't right. The numbers are all off. You got your hair done and it looks all soft. Can't find my knot, no place. You're giving me the innocent poker face. I feel weird when we embrace. You treat my house like it's our place. And you go hard in the bed. Am I doing that much or do you need meds? I mean, I believe what you said, but you were screaming as you was giving me head. Aggressive shopping and credit card dropping. Relax, baby, ain't none of that popping. Once that starts, ain't no stopping. The swap me got real good cotton.
She's so ratchet, she's so ratchet, she's so bad, we can go cash at it. First I'm gonna smash,
smash.
It, then I'm gonna leave it.
Leave.
You ain't gonna do me like you did, yeah, neither. I'ma get mine.
Can I have the cash?
Time to get rid of your ratchet ass.
Yeah, I'ma get mine.
A little money for gas.
I should've never been with your ratchet ass.
TM Hyman Radio Live.
Yes.
And Madam CeeLo Boston. Yeah, tonight it's, you know, it's Wednesday, hump day. And tonight we're talking about the prison system. Criminal justice or justice that's criminal, part two. So tonight we have joining us Flame out of VA. And then we have Mr. Ozark.
Right.
Thank you both for joining us. But before we went to break, Flame, right? We were talking to you, correct?
Ozark. We were talking to Rob Ozark.
Ozark. Okay. Excuse me. Ozark. We were talking to you. Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to know, like, let's
answer the question. Let's answer the question before the break first. What do you think can be done to reduce the amount of men and women going to prison annually from your perspective?
Right.
Well, from my perspective, I think if they really implemented some serious programs in the system that set people up and taught them how to, you know, put a structure together for their lives to build a solid foundation when they got out. But, and there was assistance when they actually got out, you know, other than getting some food stamps. I mean, $200 a month or whatever for a person ain't enough, man. We need work, you know.
No, absolutely.
And it just... I don't know
if you
something
like the program. Right. And so that's what folks who have actually gone who are coming out to prevent them from going back, which is important. Jobs. But, you know, what do you say, you know, to your children? You know, you have kids, you know, that have never been to prison, never been to jail, and you don't want to see them there. You know, what do you tell those folks to prevent them from experiencing what you've experienced? What do you tell them? How do they keep themselves far away from incarceration?
Well, during my whole 13 years, I mean, I wrote all my children every week, you know what I'm saying? And I explained to them the daily routine, the things that that you're forced to do. You're forced to wake up. You're told when to eat. You're told what job you're going to do. When you got to go to your bunk all through the day for counts. I mean, everything you're told to do, you have really no freedom. And, I just point out to my children that that's not a way of life. You know, stick to your education. You know, listen to your mama, your grandmama. Because, again, I wasn't there, so only thing I could tell them was what I could tell them through letters.
Absolutely. Madam Boston.
Come again?
Yes, sir.
No, I know you were asking a question previously, but I didn't want to leave the listeners hanging from that question we asked.
From the question from before. Yeah, well, you know, I got ADD, so I really just forgot what the question was. That's why I just got quiet. I was like, I'm not even going to argue with that because I don't even know what question it was. But I'm glad he did, you know. So you're a great guest. Well, I'm going to ask, because I know, I've never been to jail, right? I did get charges when I was young, but I didn't do any jail time. So, you know, that was great. But anyway, I wanted to know, I know there's no rehabilitation, really, unless you have, a self-discipline about yourself. I mean, do you agree with that, or do you think that, each individual, has their own way of dealing with the time that they have to do?
Oh, yeah, believe me, everybody, you know, handles certain sets differently, you know.
Right.
You just do what you got to do.
Right. I mean, because I know that, in certain states, a lot of the programs were cut for people that were, you know, because at one point, you know, people were getting their GEDs in prison, going to college. Mm-hmm. And in certain states, they cut that out. You know, because, you know, a lot of people, they were becoming their own lawyers. Some of them were becoming lawyers, you know.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and just for, a popular example, was that? Judge Mathis, right? Isn't he?
Correct.
Yeah, he was in prison. But the thing is that I think it's what you do with it after you get out, what you do with your time. You know what I'm saying? Are you going to sit there and plan what you're going to do for when you get out? Or do you, you know what I'm saying, are you just going to take it day by day?
Right. And I think that's a great segue, you know, that's a great segue into bringing flames into the conversation. And, Mr. Bozar, I'm going to let you respond to that.
Hello? Come again?
Okay, Bozar, I thought you were going to comment to what you just said.
Oh, I thought you were going to look it up.
Okay.
I have a question. I actually have a question for him. If you want to bring, go ahead and bring our next
guest on. Let's bring flames into the conversation, and then you can continue, Regina.
Okay.
Bozar did time in Florida, which people know about the state of Florida and how difficult it is in the state of Florida with anything that you do. Flames actually did time in Virginia. So Flames, you know, we ask you as we welcome you to the show tonight, what was your experience like doing time in Virginia?
Pretty much the same. It's the same. Doing time, man. Stay at the society, and that's supposed to be it, you know. But it's so much more to it than just paying your debt to society, making a bad decision. You know, they got fines, they got restitution, they got all of these things they're going to make you pay for after you get out, starting from nothing. You know, that's the most difficult part for mostly anybody up here in Virginia, because they really don't have any assistance as far as when it comes time for you to get released. I did 10 years. I did 10 years straight. So
10 years. Now I'll ask you this. Were you targeted, or did you put yourself in a situation to be targeted?
No, I put myself in the situation to be targeted. You know, I definitely did something way out of my element. But sometimes, you know, when you're living that particular life, you're going to have to man up. It's either me or you. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, at the end of the day, you just take responsibility for what you did. And, you know, that's what it is. I laid down. Ain't no good star flapping or that stuff. I just did my time, and I came home.
No doubt. Regina, hot chocolate, excuse me. Chocolate, go ahead. You had a question.
Yes, I did. I have a question for Mr. Bozarth. Now, I just first want to say that my mind was completely blown when T.M. Hyman advised that you were a man of the Caucasian persuasion, which I should not judge just based on the way that you sound. However, it threw me off. I'm going to just, you know, go ahead and put that out first. Now, and I mean no disrespect by that in any way. Now, my question is, as a Caucasian man who could be mistaken, if not in a face-to-face meeting, for an African-American man, did you find that a lot of times when people met you that they were kind of thrown off, taken aback, not even really knowing how to take you because of the way that you sound? And I'm just talking about in your dealings with attorneys who you may, you know, have interaction with over the phone, or someone else that hasn't introduced you, you know, they're looking at you on paper. They're not really hearing you or seeing you. So,
no, I've only had, you know, issues from my own race. I mean, every brother or sister I've ever, I was just accepted. It was love. You know, for my own race, though, it was hatred. You know, even through the system, because you run into a lot of your white power people, and, you know, you got to do your country, and they set in their ways. And like I say, I'm an outcast of my own, you know. But you school with me because they really ain't my own.
Right. What did you find was your deterrent from the cliche of, you know, I guess, the white kid who grew up in the ghetto that didn't get consumed by the ghetto? What was the thing that didn't lead you out of where you came from to the path of, quote unquote, success of the typical white man?
My own shortcomings. Being from the hood don't mean you ain't gonna make it nowhere. I mean, like I say, I chose to be in the streets. I wanted fast money. I wanted what the old ballers had, you know, and that's what led me down the path I chose. It wasn't just because I was whiting in the projects. I mean, I got homeboys playing basketball and football,
right,
and a homegirl that's an attorney, and all of them from the hood.
What would you have been doing had you not got caught up in, you know, the lifestyle or wanting fast money?
Well, when I was young, I don't know, I had an ambition of being a veterinarian, but like I say, you know, I just got caught up with the lifestyle. I mean, my mom was struggling, my daddy wasn't well, things was tight, you know.
Right.
I just needed to help my old girl, so I did what I felt I had to do with the man of the house.
Right. Do you think that there's anything that you could have done outside of the fast money where you could have made a better decision?
Oh, of course. I mean, I could have stuck to my books and stayed in school like my mom's wanted. But, again, you know, I wanted to do what I wanted to do, and
right,
you see where it led me.
Yeah.
Flames, before we take a break, I want you to answer the same question that we asked Mr. Bozarth earlier. What do you think can be done to reduce the amount of men and women that are incarcerated annually? Is Flames still with us?
Did we lose him?
Yeah, I think he lost that caller. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think we lost that caller. But we do have a caller on the line. Let's see what we have going on here. Caller 301 last 44062.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Save James in the building. It was good.
Save James in the building. Hey, listen.
Save me, baby.
Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. We got entertainment news coming live out of D.C. tonight with Save James. Special guest hanging out, Robert Ozark, as well as Flames. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. It's 9:30. We'll be right back.
TM Hyman Radio? Bringing you back. It is Wednesday, hump day in the city. It is 9:33 here in Itty Bitty Plant City. Got my girl CeeLo Boston on the line in Charlotte. My homeboy, the General T.M. Hyman, all the way out of Tampa, Florida. And our topic tonight is criminal justice system, or is it justice that is criminal? But we're going to take a pause on that very briefly and bring on my boy and yours, Fabian James. Save James is in the building with our entertainment and national.
That was a hell of an introduction. All right.
Got you sound real official, huh?
Yeah. I feel like I needed the cape on or something, had some wind blowing my shit in the back. You know what I'm saying? Damn.
Yeah.
Let me jump right into this news in both feet right here. We want to start off with something that's kind of underhanded right here. There's a former senator that revealed that he fathered a child with a daughter of another senator 30 years ago. Some old fart, dude. He was an 80-year-old Pete Dominici of New Mexico. he ended up sliding off with Nevada ex-senator Paul Laxalt.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Hey, ain't that the truth? 30 years ago, that phrase got coined. So he split off with his daughter, Michelle, and ended up having a son named Adam. And he's a lawyer now. Probably about to take his ass to court for back pay.
You know
what I'm saying?
He'll have that.
So that's what's shaking right there. Then we were talking about infidelity. It was a cheating boyfriend that got caught by a math app out in Russia. Shorty switched to his woman switched to Google Maps Street View and saw her man with another woman.
Oh,
that's to him.
She's nice with her espionage.
Word. Yeah, technology will get a brother caught up. You know what I'm saying? Got to be careful. Got to trace your steps. Got to trace your steps. Then we also have. There was a top, this is on a sad note, we had the top prospect in high school basketball out of Greensboro, North Carolina. He was a 6'5 guard, 17-year-old Josh Level. He collapsed on the court during a timeout. Later on, passed away. They still have the cause of the death is unknown. But he was a prospect to schools with the likings of Oklahoma State, Wake Forest, and North Carolina State. So our hearts and prayers go out to Josh Level and his family. Hope that they figure out what happened and maybe we can do some preventative measures in the future to stop this thing from happening again.
Wow.
Kind of reminds me of how the Reggie Lewis thing went down and the Hank Gathers thing went down. Sounds like a similar situation. Just to fall out like that. But now, just to keep it on sports for a second, we have a young lady named Lauren Silverman who's going to be the first woman that's going to try out in the NFL Combine as a kicker. 28-year-old, go figure that. Here's why I'm kind of lost right now of why she's doing it. 28-year-old lady, she used to play soccer at Wisconsin. She has a master's from MIT. MIT. She could write her ticket anywhere with a master's from this.
Anywhere.
But check what her thesis was about, though. Her thesis was on how video games help make performance better in athletes.
Wow, that's deep.
Me personally, from playing sports in the past, I kind of don't side with that. I need to read the thesis myself to gain an objective opinion from it. But just on the topic alone. I think that's a crock of shit, personally. But and her inspiration for trying out for the combine was that she made a 40-yard field goal before. 40 yards?
Well,
you got to have that in your back pocket in the NFL. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
40 yards, that's status quo. That got to be part of the resume regardless of where you go.
Yeah.
You're telling me with 50 and better?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But isn't this impressive because she's a female?
Don't matter. It's the NFL. Okay?
Yeah, but
40 yards in the NFL is 40 yards in the NFL, whether man, woman, goat, dog,
right,
or mule kick that thing.
Right.
You got to kick that ball 40 yards on the drop of a hat.
You're right.
That ain't nothing.
You know
what I'm saying?
I always have to play devil's advocate, so.
I mean, that's just fine, but that's like saying, okay, we need to give her a pass because she can make a free throw in basketball.
No, I didn't say give her a pass. I just asked if it wasn't still impressive because she's a female.
Oh, okay.
She has to be able to win. That's the bottom line.
I understand that, but
is it good for her because she made a 40-yard field goal? Okay, yeah, because she's a chick.
Yeah,
okay, fine, but she's not up to par to a man's performance level expectations for the NFL. I get that.
Somebody going to take a late hit. They'll take that 5-yard penalty and say, hey, lady, welcome to the NFL.
She's going to be a target for sure.
Amen. Amen to the truth. And that kind of threw me off a little bit. But, that's being an inspiration, so be it. So if it's 45 yards, what are they going to do? You know what I'm saying? If out of 40 yards, then what you going to do?
Yeah.
Anyway, on to another note. Rihanna turned 25 today. No, she probably called
out
that
girl, Riri.
Yeah,
I know she's my girlfriend. I digress.
We know she poured it up. Watch it all fall out. We know she did all that, and she probably still ain't gonna come down from this high to probably, next April. So, you know, good for her. Lil Wayne says he's not sorry for what he said during All-Star Weekend. Y'all heard about what he did with that, right?
Oh, yeah. I actually saw that footage. He went hard. He was wilding out. He felt some kind of way about that.
Yeah, he did. He was in his feelings. But he said he doesn't apologize. But the only thing he said he apologized for is saying F LeBron because that's his home.
Okay, but what about putting Bosh's wife on blast?
He don't care about that. He said, that's him. He said that, he said the only thing I apologize about is saying F LeBron. That's it.
Well, I have another little tidbit of information about why he felt that way and put that information out about Chris Bosh's wife. But y'all are going to have to wait until Friday for that one. When we do the Friday night time, I'm going to definitely put that one. When it's a heater too, boy.
No. Mic closed. No, she's in the corner. Timeout.
Okay.
You can turn my mic off if you want to. I don't care.
Oh, man. Man, I misread my notes. I was supposed to couple the sad news together, but on another melancholy note, Different World star, Different World, old cast member from the Different World, the show that was popular, you know, with Lisa Bonet when she first came out, but then she ended up not being on there after two seasons.
Yeah.
The chef, Louis Myers, Mr. Gaines, he died today. At
77 years old.
Yeah.
Oh my God! So that explains it.
Yeah. Yes,
they were playing Different World all day today.
Okay. Well,
that explains it.
Yeah, 2 and 2 makes 4. 2 and 2 makes 4. So,
you're so bright.
You know, he died. He died in West Virginia. It was following a heart related emergency that had him incapacitated, and I guess complications just got the best of him, and nature had to take its course. And you know, here we are today. You know, sending condolences to his family.
Oh, wow.
And,
he was definitely one of my favorite characters on the show.
I didn't mean to end on that note, but, you know, like I said, I have my notes mixed up. I apologize for that. But
that's all right.
I'll try to end on
a
more happier note on the next go-round.
Well, thank you. Safe.
No doubt.
Cue the wind in the cave, everybody. Cue the wind in the cave.
Y'all didn't see me standing on my hands.
And if she wants to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill up like a murderer. Now what's the plan now? Wind it to your gem now. Girl, I'm just saying now. Give me yeah now. Oh, she will fan now. Tell them how I ran down. Tell your friends how I made you say, ooh, damn, wow.
Thank you.
want to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill up like a murderer.
Our guest tonight, who's been hanging out, talking about their experiences, the topic, criminal justice or justice that's criminal. CeeLo Boston, live out of Charlotte, Hot Chocolate, coming out of Plant City. Say yep. James, Maryland.
What to do?
Thanks for hanging out, sir. Any last-minute comments, feedback at all that you want to share? Thanks for hanging out with us tonight.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. As far as about the criminal justice or justice as criminal, well, I mean, you know, I always feel like, me personally, that a lot of times this system is rigged to those that who write the law. And, you know, it's kind of like how when Dave Chappelle made that skit on the Chappelle show, when he said, what if the people that took all those people money and Enron and Tyco and all that stuff and took it and ran, that they had the court system that we have to deal with on daily, on a consistent basis, and, you know, and vice versa, if like the drug deals and all that stuff went through the slap on the wrist that the Martha Stewart had. How she go to a federal pen and then come out to her own show still?
Mm-hmm. Her own show. Her own right. brand of
own
household
everything.
Goods, everything.
Everything.
But y'all know her stock went up before she came out, right?
Huh?
Her stock, I mean, at that time I was into stock, you know. And I, for some reason, felt like, you know, I should put money into Martha Stewart, right? And so mm-hmm. I did. And I swear I made money off of it. It went up.
Oh,
her stock
did.
Went up. Yeah, her stock went up right before she got out. And when she got out, like, it was straight for about a week. Yeah. And then she got that Kmart deal and some more stuff. It's different. It privileged because she had money.
That's just how it works. That's just how it goes, man. I mean, you know, I have my different opinions. You know, I'm a conspiracy theorist. And, like, you know, I do a lot of research. And I've done my history. And I've done my fair share of reading And I have my own running with the law and everything. You know, I'll share this personal tidbit since we're talking about the justice as criminal. I had a moment where I was facing 5 years on a weapons charge. And every other judge and lawyer that I went to, that my consultation, they was telling me, oh, you know, with your record, because I, you know, I never got caught for anything. I'm not saying I was squeaky clean my whole life. This is the first thing I ever got caught for. And when I got caught for it, with my record, I had no priors. You know, I had a full-time job. I was a sales manager somewhere. The full-time job, I just moved up from one state to another because of this job. I was a consistent church. Other stand-up staunch members and people wrote letters to the judge about my background and everything. He still gave me a charge in order for him to get up to the next level of in the circuit court. He moved from the district court to the circuit court because he needed one more conviction to get him up to the circuit court. And I just happened to be on his docs that day. Right. So you go figure. I mean, he. At the end of the day, he basically, I guess for what it's worth, he slapped me on the wrist because I did come out better than what it probably could have been. He only gave me like a month time to serve, and he gave me 18 months probation. But once I did the probation, then he was able to change that from a conviction to a probation charge, so I'll be able to get a job elsewhere. But he just did that just to make sure that I'd be a good boy. You understand what I'm saying?
I got a question. I got a question for you, Save. You mentioned gun charge. You mentioned gun charge. But before I ask you that question, Mr. Bozart, we appreciate you for hanging out with us tonight, man.
Thank you.
Any last minute feedback, comments on the topic, or anything you want to share with us? This is what I'll say about Mr. Bozart. He spent 13 years, but today the man is focused. The man has made a decision that he's not returning. He's gotten married. That was an ambition. He's done that, and he's happy. And he's working to be a good role model for his family. And so I commend you on that, sir. Any last-minute feedback comments?
I mean, to the youth, primarily, I mean, I want to just say, you know, if you're out there doing wrong, but let it go. Stick to school and educate yourself. And, you know, if you got a goal, man, work for it. If you don't have one, get you some. You know, and to my brothers, I go, hey, you got a good woman, stick with them. Don't mess up.
Say it again.
No doubt. And again, we appreciate you, sir. You're invited to come back anytime. You know, you're part of our family at this point. So thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Save, the question for you, you mentioned gun charge. What were you targeted, or did you put yourself in a situation to be a target?
I was automatically put in a situation because of how I look, bottom line. Young black man, had out-of-state tags, and I had some chrome rims on my car at the time. You know, some chrome rims were popping. So I had some rims on my car at the time. Young black man with another young black male as a passenger. I was automatically a target.
So you felt like you were profiled. You were profiled.
Yeah, easily. Easily, because I'm going to tell you, we were being watched anyway, and I didn't realize we were being watched until we got caught. Because this is how it went. I'm going to make a long story short, because I know we're running short on time. I was coming to get my cousin from the Travel Plaza up in Baltimore, and then we got pulled over less than a block away from the Travel Plaza, because I went to pull over to make a phone call, because I didn't know the laws in Maryland about using the phone. So I went to go pull over and make a phone call. Cops pulled up right behind us in the gas station. Went through the procedures. And then when they had us when they went through my car and everything, and they found the hammer, and I told them that it was in there because it was registered, it was legal, it was in my name, but that's not applicable in the state of Maryland. When they had us on the floor waiting for the van to come to take us to intake, they looked up to the helicopter and gave them a thumbs up. So I said, oh, okay, these dudes was looking for something all along. And, I mean, yeah, so, I mean, I didn't put myself in a position to be targeted, but we already were targeted, and I didn't even know. So that's just how that worked out. And, you know, but the rest is history. You know, I beat the charge, so to say. I did, but I didn't. And, you know, it's off my record now, so I'm good money. So I can apply to jobs and check no.
Happily. Yeah. That's the most important part.
And so, no, absolutely. And so just to kind of color the whole profiling piece, right, you know, one may listen to, again, the voice of one and think that they know something about a person.
Yeah, exactly.
Based on their voice or their dialect or their pants sagging or their hat to the back, or the fact that you're somebody that's in a neighborhood that somebody feels you shouldn't be in. Regardless of the situation, at the end of the day, what we can't do is we can't judge a book by the cover. Sabian James is a college-educated individual. You know, Sabian James is far from what one may think based on what he has on or how he's speaking.
Right.
Intelligent can flip it, but at the end of the day, my friends, what you said is what we reiterated on Monday about what you have to do as it relates to the criminal justice system. You have to know the law. You have to know the law. You have to educate yourself on what the requirement, what the rules and regulations are where you live. Because I heard Save say he didn't know the laws of Maryland as it related to the phone, the telephone, and the concealed weapon didn't apply in the state of Maryland.
Yeah.
If he had known those things,
then I'd have been a totally different ball game.
Maybe it would have created a completely different situation. Although there's going to always be profiling. There's going to always be people targeting. But you can help to aid or combat or intervene or prevent some of that by knowing your rights and knowing the law. Folks, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back. We've got a few minutes left in the show. Great conversation tonight. Check us back Friday, 9 p.m. It's 9:56. We'll be right back.
Hold up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flat, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels. Some people want to kill their sorrow. Some people want to fit in with the popular. That was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'ma get fucked up. Filling up my cup, I see the crowd mood changing by the minute, and the record on repeat. Took a sip, then another sip, then somebody said to me, why you babysitting? Only 2 or 3 shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles and I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, may watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pour.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank. Frank.
Okay. Now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick. I'm in your conscience. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Kendrick. I know that you're nauseous right now, and I'm hoping to lead you to victory, Kendrick.
If I take another one down, I'ma drown in some poison, abusing my limit. I think that I'm feeling the vibe. I see the love in her eyes. I see the feeling of
Kizzy Sunshine, Hot Chocolate.
TM Hyman Radio Live, yes.
TM Hyman, St. James, and our special guest tonight. Thanks for rocking with us, everybody. Again, we're back Friday, 9 p.m., Friday night cypher. Hot Chocolate going to give you what she hiding from us tonight.
Oh,
I know what she hiding. I know what she hiding.
Oh, my goodness, not on air.
That's another show, Savion.
Like a man Tyree said, in those jeans.
Oh my goodness.
I don't want to hear that on our show on Friday either. I don't want to hear the Genuine song. I don't want to hear it.
That was Genuine, that's right. That wasn't Tyrese. Tyrese had to
go. That's another show too.
Well, look, before we go, our resident guest, Mr. Cooper, is joining us from D.C.
Washington, D.C. Coop in the building. What up, Coop?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Hey, I hate that I missed it. I got in late and everything.
Podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I heard the last part. I understood what the guy was saying, but I've seen it from both points of views. Like, I've seen it what it is to go to court with a really bad lawyer, and I've seen, and I swore I'd never have that happen again, and I've seen what it's like to go to court with a really good lawyer. And that's what it comes down to. At this point, it's about, when you go to court, it's about money and connections. Especially, and I've gone to court and gone in the courtroom and have them announce who my lawyer's name is. And in the way that they say who the lawyer's name is, it's like they're saying, hey, he's represented by this guy. Take care of him.
Right.
And everything. And that's the way it is. It's like all that getting letters written, wrote by people in the community and the pastor and everything, that's cool. But that doesn't count as much as having that good lawyer that goes to that same country club and rubs those same shoulders.
I could dig it, blood. I understand what you're saying because he must have been some good because he got me off because I was looking at 5 straight mandatory.
Yeah.
So
he found a loophole.
Yeah. So when it comes down to that, That's what it's all about. But like you said, we were saying the other night, the whole legal system is rigged. It is rigged against you from the jump. I've seen guys go to court where they have money for lawyers, and what the federal government will do, they will sit there and drag the case out just to drain your money, to see how long you can pay your lawyers, till it get to the point where you have no money for lawyers when it actually comes time for court time.
Right. Because you still got to pay them, right? Because you still got to pay them for showing up, even if it's something that
all the time.
Every time.
Not just for showing up.
Money. Right. If you don't give them the money, then you're going to jail, right?
Yeah, not just for showing up. You got to pay them for making phone calls to the DA.
Just to make get an extension on the court date. You know what I'm saying? That's a charge.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they got to file.
You can write that yourself.
Nah. You don't need to write that yourself.
I've done
it before for myself, so excuse me.
Nah, when it comes to them serious charges, you don't need to write it yourself.
I said I didn't go to jail, didn't I?
We might need a part three of this show.
Hey, no, we are certainly in overdrive.
Oh,
we are in overdrive right
now.
I know the
real reason why she ain't had to, why she have to go. You got big booty too, don't you?
Friday 9 p.m. or a couple of double D's up there. Something. You
got something. Hey. And we'll see y'all on Friday. Love y'all.
Talk radio show. Real talk. Real.